GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you enjoyed your weekend as much as Coach Satterfield did, you couldn't wait for this Monday. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
It's a new Monday. And here's the thing. I'm going to have to fight this week. And let me tell you why. This week, I'm going to have a touch of senioritis, right? Because hear me out. On Saturday, I'm leaving for... We go to Disney a lot, but like we do one a year where it's like, okay, this is our big trip.
Yeah,
we really spend a lot. We're doing the dining. We have dining places everywhere. My mom's going. All the kids are going. This is like...
The event.
A real family vacation, you know? So we're leaving, and of course, I'll still be on, I think, 3 or 4 days next week. So I'll still be on.
Chilling. You are not going to be on 4 days next week.
I'll be on three for sure. Three for sure. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Don't pigeonhole yourself,
Steve. No, I'm not. But we're not going to parks that day. Like, if I'm not going to park, they like to go. My wife and them can go to the pool, and like my mom's the same way, and just stay there all day. Okay. They're like that with the beach, too.
Okay.
I'm not like that.
Okay.
I can't just do, I'm like, I'll do the show, and then I'll go do this.
And there is no cocktails in Steve's life, so it's like,
yeah,
like, you don't have the sedative that is a cocktail.
My mom doesn't drink, but, like, my wife will get her a little drink, and the boys just have a good time, you know, so it's like, they love it. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, this week, here's the weird thing about this week. Do you know how on the last day, and a lot of high schoolers just went through this in the past week or so, my son in going into eighth grade now.
He's going
technically
into the
eighth grader. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done with seventh grade. He went through this. But that last week, Nick, you don't do anything. Like you have a couple half days and you're like, here's the problem. I'm leaving Saturday, and then the baseball team decides to be awesome over the last couple months. So they're going to play on Wednesday and Thursday. We're only going to be in here for like 45 minutes on Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
So I've already got 2 days where it's like, those are half days. And, you know, it's just kind of like, so I am.
It will knock off your rhythm.
It does. And so, like, this week, I'm like, all right, I have to lock myself in.
No, or you can reach out to the listeners of the 93.9 audience and say, hey, this is also your guys' chance to shine with good calls and good
takes and good opinions and good questions. And, you know, this is your time to shine. Whenever you feel, you know, the senioritis / 93.9 kick in when the summer gets up. Because, listen, some of these callers, you get some good stuff. And before you know it, you're like, hey, when we do one of those open forum nights, those open mic nights, you might want to be on the list. And we're blowing up. So, you never know.
But this is also a week where the way things, the new vibe around Louisville is, we're liable to get some big announcement tomorrow. Wait a minute. Right. Everything's changed. So.
Nikki V in the booth.
Hey, everybody. Oh, I need to hit my sounder. I was going to say,
they want the boot.
Steve is saying that, you know, he's enjoying some well-earned R&R with the family and everything like that. And all I was thinking was middays with Nikki V. Maybe. Anybody?
I don't know why you don't take advantage.
Listen, Nick, you keep making jokes like that. I'm going to be out of town next week, and you're going to get a phone call, and Mark's going to be like, hey, man, you can have it.
Hey, Nikki, it's time to shine. Let's go.
You got it, Nikki?
Are we gonna talk about how Nick texted us last night and just demanded a guest? And we're like,
I did forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I feel you.
Just
like, I'm
so
not
y'all
mad
know,
at you.
Yeah, Nikki is literally the owner, GM, and producer. Nikki.
Can we read the exchange?
Nikki.
Because it was more of a, you know.
Help. Just leave the name out. Leave the name out.
Help me help you.
A lady,
like, that's what I was trying to do.
A lady from Clarksville called me and told me I need to have you joining the night show.
Me?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Just out of nowhere. Just.
I don't sleep anyway.
I think you need to bring Nikki V in.
There's a 99.9% chance he will not have pants on at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So get ready, what y'all asked for.
Strap in, strap on. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, Nikki wanted guests.
That's awesome.
Nikki was demanding guests.
Yeah, so Nick last night hits us with, go ahead, just leave the names out.
All right. I'm trying to find the damn thread where the two of us were going
just
back
paraphrase
and forth.
It.
Just, here you go.
Because I don't.
This why is the what hell? We. Maven's number does not show up on the thread chain.
He's probably got you blocked.
Probably. All right. So I was like, where would this is? Okay. It starts with this.
It's what we get.
So how do we get so and so on?
This is
Steve. Don't you have a personal relationship with so and so? Rummage. We'll text him. Neat. I say. You guys got his info or his handler? I'll holler at him.
I didn't know I needed
to
explain all that. Yeah, right, because I didn't know it needed an explanation.
So I say, fine, I'm on it. And then you say, no, I mean, I can just text him. Me. Oh, and then Rummage. When would you like him on, Nick? Maven. Laughing emojis. It's your show, but the whole bug thing that he's involved in might be good. If we do it tomorrow, we can ask him to play for the guest pass if he's in the city. I mean, I know tomorrow we're talking Lowway, but just thinking someone we could get exclusively for middays. Rummage, I'll see what I can do. Any way I can better middays with Nikki V, I'm here for it. Me. You guys don't need any help with numbers, but these in-studio guests are seemingly wildly popular. Don't worry, I tracked down his number if you want me to holler at him. Rummage, all caps, I just effing texted him, Nikki. Me, if you don't, I'll save him for another segment.
Yeah,
I'm like, what do you want me to do here? Like,
at least for now, I don't know. And then you said, oh, and then I read your text that you texted him. I said, oh, okay. You sent me a screenshot. I say, I'd say it different, you know, with like a modicum of professionalism, but whatever you do, you boo. Rummage, what do you recommend I do next? Knock on his door. Me, yes.
No, listen. This is like Nikki reaching out to me saying, hey, man, you think we have Reese Gaines on? Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Well, yeah, I'll reach out to him. Well, I'll just it's my teammate, Nikki.
I can just hit him up real quick.
Yeah,
do you want me to just hit him up?
No, I want to know what he says, and I want to know his response. It's like, I can just call him and
I'm like, listen,
ask him and check his schedule. No, I want to know his schedule.
Look, I shot him a message and he'll probably come on this week or next. he'll get back with me when he's like, look, we know the code, man. Just like, hey, bro, just letting you know, me and Maven will get you in here. All right, cool. What day works for you?
whatever you tell me.
Right. I'm like how you guys are like, we personally know them. And I'm like, no. I'll reach out.
But I thought I cleared it up at the very beginning when I was like, yeah, I'll shoot him a text.
See, I thought you were being a wise ass, and I was like, how do we get him on? And you were like, we text him.
Like, and trust me, when he comes in this week or next, I'm going to ask him about his handlers that you speak of.
Well, I don't know.
Are you used to going through handlers?
Sometimes.
Actually, I think he was a handler.
Right.
To an NBA guy.
Right.
Listen. Hey, do you have handlers? Like them?
Hey, Marcus, go to Reese's handler.
Go
to DeJuan's handlers and hey, you know Tick.
Dude, what was
in the middle of the show.
What was the Bruce Lee movie with Wilt where he fights him?
Wilt? Good job. I almost said, Wilt, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, yeah, Kareem's in that one. Sorry. I know it was a tall Laker.
Fist of Fury.
You know how he's like the final boss? That's sometimes how guests go. You got to go.
Did you see that footprint that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar left on Bruce Lee's chest?
Mm. Yeah, it looks like he got hit by like an iron.
That's insane.
Or like an anvil.
Listen, you said it with so much emphasis and trust. When you said Wilt, I'm like, it wasn't Wilt. And then I'm like looking at your face and you were like, you know, you were sure it was Wilt. And I'm like, damn, Marcus, was it Wilt? And I'm like,
no, it was Kareem. He was in that. He was in Airplane. He was in some movies. Yeah. No, you were right.
Yeah. So definitely Wilt.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, you have to fight through the chambers to get to the guy. So I thought maybe for this
just I'll text him.
I have this image
of this guest being at the top.
You want me to call the parents and, hey, it's okay?
Yeah. Can we call your son?
I'm karate kicking, like, publicists and, like, other people and getting the names. And I come up there. And then Rummage is just up there, like, eating a Twinkie. Oh, shut up, Nick. And I'm like, what the like?
Yeah, you went through all that where you could have just.
The next thing I was going to be is
tattered and bleeding, and you're just oh, hey, I got it.
Are you going to come on the show?
That is that is always funny when you're just like, yeah, well, why don't you just call me? Yeah, my phone. You're like, you hate saying this, but it's like, well, listen, reach out to me.
I know.
You don't have to go through a bunch of channels.
I know.
I got a freaking, you're like a game shark, like a cheat code right in front of me, and I'm just, yeah. So.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I did track his number down on my own, though.
That's creepy.
That's creepy. I'm going to find you.
That was wildly inefficient.
Listen, and by the way.
That was wildly inefficient. I need to get that tattooed on me.
I feel like Nick, I will say, though, I will share contacts with Nick. To an extent. I mean, you know, for anybody. I mean, if it's somebody that, like, you know, they're like, dude, I really don't want my, you know. But, like, the
Who's
way.
That ain't no dinner thing. Why'd you pass that along?
The way Nick was very, how do I say this? In the conversation, Nick was very much like, I'm not asking for his number. And you know what? I was like, because you've dealt with people that are very much, though, like, give me his number.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
Like, hey, can I get that number? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
No.
It's a dude's number. Yeah, I'm not, right. Yeah. But like Nick is almost like a Snapchat. Like, I trust that he would get it and then it would not be.
I would pass along Nick's number, but I never want to be responsible for a number exchange.
I don't need
that kind of weight. But I know what you're saying.
I agree.
Nikki knows how to respect. Like, he's not going to be calling up this person abusing the number.
Like I would.
Hey, Mr. So-and-so, will you play on the gas bags tonight? Got a spot in right center for you. LOL. Holla at your boy. Nick.
See, listen. Now, what I'm saying.
Game of Death was the movie. I'm listening.
What I'm saying is, like, yeah, I would say, hey, like, Nick's good to respond to. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to have him text you and, like, or you text him.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad. Like, I would that's kind of what I mean. Yeah, you're right. I still don't like, I wouldn't pass a number along. But, like, hey, man, like, if he has your number, feel safe.
If I passed along a number, if I pass along a number, I would have like a book report ready.
Yep.
I would say, hey, this is the person.
Yeah.
This is what they want.
I know.
This is going to be your, listen, this is going to be your options to respond.
Sure.
This is everything I know. I will give somebody like the complete prep work. Okay, I'm going to pass along your number to Nikki. This is what he needs. This is what he's going to ask. Yeah, you know, this is what I know. Listen, this is who his family history is. Listen, if he says something he's not supposed to say, this is where you can find his brother.
Yes.
If he does something else, this is how you kneecap. Listen, he has a weak left shoulder.
Oh, yeah. So his lower back.
Yeah, right.
His lower back has gone to crap.
Right. So, yeah, but you get my point. I would overly prepare somebody for any numbers that I pass along.
Absolutely.
Because, listen, and I don't want to know about it afterwards.
Fair enough.
Look, if you listen, hey, I'm going to give him this number.
Yeah, don't tell me what happened.
Yes, y'all business is y'all business. If you sign off on this, we move forward from there.
All right.
Game on.
Big weekend.
Game on.
I know.
You know what it means when we say game on, y'all.
I know.
You know what that means.
Game on. Game on.
I love that. Scott Satterfield. Game on.
Yeah.
You just got a big butt lineman.
Who
was on his way to the league, took an injury, sat out the whole year to got itself right.
Yeah.
Respects what's going on here at Louisville.
Yeah.
Canceled a trip.
Yeah.
Canceled two big time trips. Already knew.
I know.
To flirt with the basketball team a little bit.
Yep.
On his way after the commitment. Now, I don't even know who got in his ear and said, hey, you want to get yourself a little extra brownie point here and there?
I know.
Throw out a little basketball reference.
Yeah.
And
he did. Yeah, he did a good job. Look, Jermaine Lole is obviously was now a Louisville
Commit.
Yeah, play. Yeah. I mean, you know, transfer. So he'll be here this season.
Transfer Jermaine Lole.
Yeah.
On it. Good job.
He's from the Polynesian
delegation.
Tribe.
Yeah.
So he immediately went and said, I need a Peyton Siva jersey, which around here is a.
And then listen,
a good thing.
Anytime you show Pop Siva pumping his fist on that front row.
I know.
That's
one of the best Louisville
that's just
gifts you can have.
Yeah, it's just a natural moment. Yeah. It was a natural moment. He was there. So that's a good look, he put it out on Twitter, just like Pop Siva, you know, pumping the fist.
So
throw me a Siva jersey.
So you immediately go into, I mean, we've had the conversation of what does it mean? And it means a lot.
Okay. Does it mean a lot winning loss totals in your mind? Does it mean a lot on Satterfield's watch? Or does it mean a lot in your defensive room? We'll take a quick commercial break. Answer all three. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfurt Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
I've been a throw up the no. I can put you in. I've been a throw up the and I can put you in.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is the number. 939 is the station.
He be dropping the hits.
Did you see that? Did you like right when the it slowed down? I threw it to you.
That was good.
You should have gave me the prep for Harlow because that's definitely getting a YouTube hit. Boom.
Oh yeah. Listen,
look, I had to appeal to YouTube to get my Nolan Smith video back. I can't believe they took that from me.
Did they ever tell you why?
No, they did not tell me why. I'll let you read. They took it from me.
I don't know.
They took it from me.
Yeah. Well. Fair enough.
Fair enough. So here's the thing. Lole. I'm finicky about my emotions now. That's a good thing. The harsher I get, the more I'm invested.
Can we say right at the beginning, though, just to make it clear? Massive get.
Again.
Okay, so that's not in question.
It's a massive get because everyone has to acknowledge, Steve, that the first thing we think about is three defensive linemen versus four offensive linemen.
Yes.
That's the number one thing we see anytime from where we are, and Coach Satterfield and that coaching staff over there, it's not you-centric. It's not personal. Every time we get into a bowl game for the last 30 years or whatever, we want an SEC opponent so we can see our size matchup.
They're pushing it. They're messing around right now. And I'm like, I'm watching my guy. I watch him every day, and I'm just like, be careful.
A combustible Nicky V.
Be careful. Careful.
No, so here's the thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
for the last 20 years.
Yeah. Right.
We have been saying we want to see our team against one real SEC opponent every single year if we can get a shot.
Absolutely.
Or a Big Ten. We'll take a Big Ten.
Absolutely.
But just want to see our defensive line stop. We want to know we can stop a run with four guys.
Yeah.
And if we bring five, we're hitting somebody, in the backfield. Okay. That's everybody gets that first reaction. Everybody who really has been paying attention to the details of this team, defensive line. Listen, we know we got weapons. We know all this stuff. Weapons, whatever. Move the ball, whatever. All that stuff is all well and good.
I think we believe in Satterfield to move the football.
Yes. That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, all that other stuff is conversation.
I don't know if we believe to get in the end zone at times.
Listen,
but
you said it the right way. Drew put the ball in motion when he said, hey, the Watkins thing. Listen, and I enjoyed the fact that Drew can make sense and say, we lost Watkins and Harrell. And I can still say, and feel confident. Like, yeah, he can move the ball, though.
I still got
Malik. I got some weapons.
I feel like his offense, he can line up, he can run the football. I think we can do some things.
Yes. So, with that being said,
had we had a top 20 defense last year, you probably win eight games.
A lot of games.
We did not.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, Lole, Ashton Gelati, Yaya.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I got dudes that can get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
I need a fourth dude.
I agree. I mean, we're not doing roster breakdown necessarily today, but you've got Dez Taylor.
I have enough names.
And you've got some exciting unseen names
prospects.
Banks, who's been here as a red shirt guy. I think he can be a big deal. Mason Rager come in and did some things. Mm-hmm. I could go down the list. Raheem Craig, Victoire Brown, who we were excited about. These are kids out of Georgia and stuff.
I have dudes on the roster who I've watched.
Pi Pi thinks he's going to come in and play.
They've jumped off the screen at least a couple of times.
Saylov right here in town. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just kind of popping off names. Mm-hmm. And there are names in the depth. They're just unseen.
Right. So here's the thing. Now I can get a little agitated.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes my arms are folded and I'm waiting for the coaches to impress me. I'm waiting for the team to do, I'm waiting to see.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm moving into let's wait and see to, okay, game on now.
Mm-hmm.
When Jermaine Lole is experienced big boy, and I think he can bring something to the entire room.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk about attitudes of other players, it's not just their production. Mm-hmm. It's I got to throw some guys in the room to mix it up.
Yeah.
If Lole's production could be bringing 60% effectiveness.
Yeah.
You know, but if he brings his attitude to the room, you and I seen it. Like, we've lived through the Jairs, and we've watched teams fall off a cliff, and we're just like, no, that dude's different. Like, him peacocking right on somebody's face, you know, is mm-hmm. okay, it's different.
That, dude, that phraseology was...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but like, anytime peacock and face are like...
Every single...
Come on, bro.
Every single person knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I know, but
and if you are as comfortable as I am in my manhood, I don't care about saying peacocking in someone's face. Like,
you just did it again.
Alexander was doing. who just became the highest paid cornerback in the NFL by peacocking in someone's face.
Oh, he did it again. Bro, I just...
So... With that,
it is like a synonym in his grill.
With that being said,
in his puss. Okay, maybe not that. Right? Yeah, peacocking in the puss. Probably no.
See what I'm saying?
Sorry. All right,
now,
you're right.
Now you have to go jump off the
bed. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. You're right.
Okay. You just took and ran with it.
So
you took the ball and ran.
So Lole is my lineman guy.
Yes,
to do that. You sent me something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna throw him in this mix.
Okay.
It wasn't originally gonna go in this mix, but it is now.
Okay.
Brownlee.
Mm-hmm.
He got some attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Got a hitter.
Yeah.
Got a hitter.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Duncan.
Brownlee's corner from Florida State.
Corner from transfer. Florida State.
Yep.
So now I'm starting to see guys that I know will risk hurting themselves to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I talked about violence.
And for people that don't know, I retweeted it. Check out the video Brownlee put out. It's some highlights.
What's his first name? Brownlee Jr. What's his first name?
Starts the J.
It's not Jermaine.
Jamal. I just assume he's Jamal.
Oh God.
Jarvis Brownlee.
I
just call him Jamal Brownlee.
Right. Listen, and everybody would have knew exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I retweeted it. It's and his thing is at Jarvis Brownlee 3.
Listen, and I'll take this a step further. I even looked at his lowlights. Because, you know, as soon as you leave Florida State.
Well, there's a reason. If you were a first-team All-American at Florida State, you're not leaving. You know?
Right. Like, so even with his lowlights, you say, he's up on every play. Some get cooked like twice
mm-hmm.
in his lowlights.
Yeah.
And trust me, when somebody hates you, and if they got a lot of lowlights on you, they'll put them up. Right?
Yeah.
Even in his low light, it's like, no, he was right there. He's right there.
I'm watching him now.
Making the play. And it's like, okay, no, I'll take him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take him and I'll take his attitude. Listen, y'all know this feeling. I have Malik Cunningham in the open field. I saw a cornerback never even slow down and run through Malik in the open field, knocking him back 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah.
That dude's here now. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Malik makes people look stupid in a one-on-one open field play. If you see a guy who doesn't slow down, which is what I've been complaining about.
When, fully commit to it.
Yes. When Ketrell Clark was hurting himself, you know why he was hurting himself? Because he's not like big. But his attitude, he goes right through the wide receiver.
Yep.
I am willing to, you know, that's the violence that I said, okay, coach, this is the type of violent play that I need to see from all the other players for me to feel like they're committed to being a physical, you know, defense. When I see that breakdown and I see a little chopping feet, I'm like, you're going to get cooked.
Yeah.
And it's not me. Going hard on Coach Brown or anything, you know, it's me saying if I'm dribbling up the court full speed, and I know in the eighth and ninth grade and 10th grade, hey, break down, Steve, chop your feet, and one arm up and one foot up and break. And I'm like, that doesn't work at this level.
So we always called it Parks and Rec ball. It's like when everybody, you score and then you run down to the other end of the court and everybody puts their hands up.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, which is good for that age.
actually, that's like, that's so good of an example. Mm-hmm. That's like the being off 8 yards on a third and eight.
Yeah, it really is.
You know,
is.
Just like, like, okay, we're going to sit there and put your hands up. No, it's like, no, your defense has to be as aggressive as their offense. Mm-hmm. You cannot chop your feet because these players are too talented.
Well, you've got to have guys, too. And one thing it looked like with Brownlee is, like, you're not afraid to miss.
Yes.
You know, I tell this to Elijah all the time.
Because he puts his helmet on the football.
As Elijah's starting to get better underneath, he is getting better, and he's getting bigger, and he's growing into his body, I'm like, these bigs are not afraid to be blocked. They're not afraid to get blocked. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to be blocked, but I'm like, they're not afraid. I'm going back to football with this, but it's like Sidney Curry knows. Every time I go up once, there's a chance.
Yeah, you're exposing the basketball.
Yeah, there's a chance some Marcus Maben or somebody that's an athlete. Yeah, Banchero, it's going to come through and bang.
Yep.
You're like, you know, but they're, that's okay. They'll live with
that's an awesome play.
Yes, they'll live with somebody making a play. And that's what it feels like Brownlee and some of these guys.
Yeah, Keytrell, Brownlee.
Yeah.
I would say Lowly. I would say Yaya. Like,
I'm okay that you know what? Malik, I'm going to go full speed in that video, and Malik may put his foot in the dirt and may get it.
And like I said, I know we're getting crazy nerdy right now, but when I go full speed to hit somebody, and I have an 11-man pursuit, and these coaches teach pursuit, I'm going to sell out, but at the very least, I'm going to get him off his feet.
Sure.
The reason we see a bunch of hurdling is because the first guy, I need to get you off your feet, right? The second guy is the cleanup man. Yeah. So if you can jump over Brownlee and keep on running, then it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the problem. If you lower your head and don't get over Brownlee, his head is at that football on most of his hits, y'all.
Yes.
So you're going to see this football pop out when this cornerback, the only other person who hits like that that we've seen in the defensive back room is Keytrell Clark and Kendrick Duncan.
Yeah, I would agree.
In my opinion. I mean, Russ used to hit, too.
Cole went after it a few times, you know. I mean, there was, but we're talking consistency.
Just like we lost our one guy who used to hit. My guy, I loved him, Troutman.
Yeah,
he was violent. But this kid is violent. This is one of those violent.
Reminds me a lot. You know who he reminds me of? Truthfully, is Rod Council from back in the day. Rod got a tough deal. I don't know.
It's just
if you're gonna do it though, do it like that.
Go hard or go home.
Do it like
Nick,
that.
Who do I have on the line?
But he would play. We would get so mad at Council at the time, but then you started to appreciate it over time because he would. It was always like Rod would make so many great plays. But then he would get burnt. And when he got burnt, it showed.
Yep.
But it was because he was so aggressive at that spot. Just in life.
Dave, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
All right, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
What I like to see is a lot more consistency in the defense. And I know that I was wondering if Coach will also, you know, is willing to, you know, play to the player's strength sometime.
When you say consistency, please elaborate on that.
Well, consistency means like the tackling, you know, gang tackling, prowess around the ball, just looking more like their intelligence to the ball, knowing where the ball is, and just being physical amongst their positioning. As the defensive line has a certain area that he's supposed to man, and everybody knows that there's an area that they're supposed to man in the defense, and everybody's supposed to be there, like cornerbacks, if they're in a zone or they're in man, you know, the zone is your area. You know, this 3 yards from the hash is yours, and be there.
You don't feel like most of the guys like follow the scheme like they're supposed to?
I think sometimes if you need to make the scheme maybe a little bit more basic if they're not getting it, or go over repetitions more. And I've seen a lot of players out of position in last year, so I like to see a lot more consistency in that area. One of the players I was think was the Under Armour 11. I ain't heard much about him. I think he's Ben Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Came out a very highly rated player. I haven't heard much about him. I think he's a sophomore this year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me anything about him? Play safety, I think, or something coming out of Chicago.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Yeah, I actually think you're going to see him moved up to the guard position. Mm-hmm. So he'll probably be a little more of hybrid.
Where Jack Fagot was?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, him and...
Is Jack Fagot still here?
No, I don't think so. Marvin Dallas, those guys. So, yeah, they're all... I think you'll see them. You'll see him moved up there. But Ben Perry's going to play. Yeah.
So, biggest improvement. Okay, wait. I got to get back to my original question. Is this better for your expectations of Satterfield? Is this better for the team locker room thing?
Well, Satterfield's in a weird position where, yeah, everything's going to go back to that.
Mm.
I mean, you know, everything, I think people...
So that conversation is always the top of the food chain in your opinion.
I think so, just because of how things... I mean, now if we're coming off 3, you know, 7, 8 win, 9 seasons, you mm-hmm. know, then no.
Mm-hmm.
No, then I'm like... Well, that's not a conversation.
Yep.
Let's talk. Well, what does it mean for football, you know?
Yep.
But, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, we're in a spot right now where, yeah, that immediately is going to be the top of the food chain on the conversation. And he can dispel that narrative, too. That's what his job is.
Okay, so you're saying that, like we'll be repeating this logic that you have the most to gain and the most to lose than anybody in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, he's on the uptick. I mean, getting mm-hmm. guys like this, we haven't even talked on this show yet that over the weekend also the number one running back in America, Reuben Owens, canceled his visit to Georgia to come to Louisville.
There's something bad about that, though.
Okay.
I'll take it after the call. Okay. Leo, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. How's your Mondays going?
Good, good.
Great.
That's not a usually good question, though, to ask, is it?
I know.
No, you know, one thing that drives me nuts, and God, that even when I say on the message boards when I read it, it's just I'm just explaining it right there. But one thing that I see from fans is complaining about the 3-4. And that's one of the... I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, the dumbest complaints I've ever seen. Some of the best defenses in the country, Wisconsin, Georgia, Alabama, some 3-4 in the NFL. It's not necessarily, and a lot of people have switched to 3-4 in the modern game because you need those outside linebackers that can drop in coverage from these spread offenses, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem I've had is, and I try not to be a knee-jerk reaction guy, but, man, I went straight towards what I've seen with guys 10 yards off the receiver, you know, on the corners, only bringing 3 on the rush and things like that. And I remember talking to my son. He played, you know, quarterback, and he was, you know, really good until a lot of injuries. But he really knows the game, and he brought up, well, he thinks that, you know, Satterfield probably just really believes in Coach Brown's system and his coaching and just maybe, you know, things weren't there. There was a hiccup with COVID. I'm not trying to make excuses. Excuses are like, you know, your rear. Everybody has one. But in this case, when you come from a 2-10 team and he's trying to bring in his players and they're trying to build towards a system, it says that really did put a crimp in things. He couldn't get people on campus, whatever. And, you know, it's tantamount, you know, in what we think Coach Payne wants to run. He wants long guys and, you know, tall guys all over the place. And if you don't have that, then the system's going to fail. So I'm trying to – you're seeing what they're going after now. I think, Steve, you just brought it up. You know, these types of players we get on campus. Marcus, you brought it up with Brownlee, I think. So, you know, maybe it is trying to – you know, the 3-4, I think it was a little basic, only bringing 3 guys, being way off the line of scrimmage, you know, keep trying to keep them in front of you, not to get burned, et cetera, et cetera. I think maybe with this – with more talent and more speed and players like Popeye and things like that, you can get the quarterback and – and maybe we'll see, you know, a bit more of the playbook opened up. And because I've got to think, you know, Sat's not an idiot. He's not. When you look at what he did at App State, you know, you could say maybe he can't equal that. But that's not an idiot that does that for years. And maybe it is, you know, something that, you know, needs to be built up on the defense. I wanted your guys' take on that. Hey, love the show. Still love you guys. Thanks for listening to me rant.
Appreciate
Have a good one.
Appreciate the call. Yeah. And again,
I think it's solid points there.
Yeah. Listen, 3-4 can work.
I agree.
But it's like, okay, look, I don't.
Well, I think some people, what he's saying, though, I do agree with, some people don't understand you can bring four. In a 3-4
defense. Yeah, in a 3-4. Right.
That I think.
And force them to adapt.
Even
and
though I
to
do
yours.
Think, just from talking to people, that you might see some actual four down lineman sets this year. And probably, and that was way before Lole, so probably now especially. But yeah, I agree with what he's saying. Like, I don't mind the defense, the philosophy.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't punt on any philosophies, but. You also have to say, listen, it's like a pack line. You know, it's like something. If you can get somebody to miss shots in a pack line, it's amazing. And here's the thing. Don't think Louisville and Chris Mack. Think Virginia. Like, when you shoot well, you wipe the floor with Virginia in their good years. You know what I'm saying? Like, they lost.
Or you won't. We've shot well many times and still got beat because it wears you down. Yeah.
You're right. It's playing the numbers. That's like saying.
You almost got to stay hot.
Yeah, and in our 3-4, think about it. We had people in third and 14s a lot. And listen, be mad right now. Be angry and say, oh, our defense. And you go back and look and you say, we had them in third and 16. We had them in third and plus 12 seven times this game, you know? And then we gave up six out of seven, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But you still have to admit a lot of the, you know, you still got them in those third and longs.
Oh, yeah. You just got
to
close it.
Yeah, using your 3-4.
And to Leo's point, to Leo's point, maybe – Lole, Brownlee, and guys Riley and Sonogo
and Ben Perry at the guard position.
Monty, you know, and Yasir. Maybe now they make those plays. Yep. Maybe Ashton Gelati, Yaya Diaby, Papa Williams. You know, guys come in. Maybe they can make those plays.
We've always given the coach a little bit of the caveat that we just still don't know how often they're getting cooked. Where he just does not trust him yet, you know, when we bring him off the line. And listen, I a lot of times I say, you got to go push up on him, coach. You have to go push up on the wide receivers.
But it could be a personnel. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And that's what we're going to find out. That's what I love about the Lole get is I haven't been shy about saying, like, okay, I want to learn. I'm okay if it's Satterfield, but I want to know.
Yeah, but in year four, I don't have to give you the same level of personnel excuse that I did last year.
No, and there's this roster's good.
Right.
Unless you just come down and it's one of those seasons where you have 21 I words and you're like, yeah, it's just insane.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Right.
But if not, this roster, the depth, everything's good enough. The depth's not going to be where we want it. Yet, ever, maybe.
Like, but Nick Saban's complaining about losing guys to Texas A&M.
I know.
Hey, could hurt our depth in the running back room. We only got seven.
I know. I always forget they got Gibbs from Georgia
from
Tech.
Georgia Tech. Yeah, I heard Blake.
He is going to be a stud, dude.
Why did y'all get away with that? Okay, so here's the problem, Steve. Right now.
Okay, I'm listening. We got a problem.
Right now. There are people all over the world who see the news with the running back.
Okay.
They heard Lole, the top defensive line transfer still on the market.
Yeah.
They said he canceled the Florida visit and he canceled Oregon visit.
Yeah.
And the run. How the hell is Louisville getting these guys to come to their campus? Are they cheating? Article from Pat Forty coming soon. Pat, don't do us like that. We're not cheating. We're getting the number one running back to cancel his visit to Georgia because Louisville's a wonderful place to live.
Yeah.
And if we are, then it's good. It's about time. Somebody did have a good comparison, though. I want to bring that up with how important the Owens guy could be, or Reuben Owens could be. Pretty good comparison. So,
roll along with Dave and Marcus Maybin on 939 DeVille.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.